Yes, I'm still in Derby. I cannot possibly be torn away from here. Too many exciting and interesting people to talk to. I'm at the National Photography Symposium, and I'm talking to...
Fiona Rogers.
Who's speaking very softly all of a sudden. You were dead loud a minute ago. Where are you from?
London. I'm Culture and Education Coordinator at Magnum Photos.
And you say that with a... You went seriously at the end. Are you trained to say Magnum Photos with a serious face?
Magnum Photos with a serious face, yeah.
Of course, legendary in the world of computing, the organisation, not necessarily yourself. We've just met. You're not a legend yet.
Not yet. Watch this space.
Too young to be a legend. So tell me a little bit, for those who are listening to this that do not come from a photographic background, what Magnum stands for?
Where to begin? Magnum's a 60-year-old photographers cooperative, founded in 1947 by four pioneering photographers, and it came about when the days when Time Life and Ladies Home Journal dominated and monopolised the photographic industry. They would commission and then retain all photograph copyrights. So these four photographers, Cartier-Bresson, Roger, Kappa, Seymour, set up this agency whereby they would protect their own intellectual rights, and it's still something that 60 years later we still stand by, and we now represent probably over 60 photographers in about 15 estates, and we supply images to cultural, education, commercial, editorial, book publishing, all those sorts of different sectors.
And due to the origins of Magnum being started by such massively respected and certainly legendary photographers, it is kind of a dream of a lot of people to be recognised by Magnum. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think so. Every year we have a process, every June we have an open submission process whereby photographers can submit their work for consideration to become a Magnum photographer. And it's a sort of three-tier process, a four-year process at the very earliest. And every year, you know, we're surprised at how many applications we get. There's sort of 100 in each different office. It's four offices, so, you know, any one time there could be up to sort of 400 people applying in any one year.
Wow, has that shown the numbers within Magnum growing over the years? Is it just going more and more?
As people probably know, it's quite a selective agency. Because it's a cooperative, all of our member photographers are the shareholders as well. So every time a new member comes up through the ranks, it means that the shares are diluted somewhat. So they are very selective and careful as to who they're bringing through and making sure that it's the right person for the agency and it's at the right time. Over the last 2-3 years, we've probably accepted, I think probably an additional five photographers that are sort of slowly making their way up through the ranks.
So if I wanted to be cold and hard here, the other photographers that are there with everybody a share of the organisation, they have to see a new entry not only is talented and skillful, they have to see the investment.
Yeah, there has to be added value that's being brought to the agency in order for the membership to feel comfortable bringing in another photographer.
So there's a lot of people here right now talking about the difficulties they're finding making money in photography. I'm assuming the Magnum photographers find it less of an issue because they're in very, very high demand constantly, but there's still some changes in business model happening?
Yeah, I think probably a handful of photographers haven't seen their work affected by the recession, but the photography industry as a whole has been changing for the last, couple of decades. Editorial is, everybody keeps arguing it's a dying industry. There's less and less money, and that still goes for Magnum photographers. There is less money available, regardless of how good your photography is, and that goes across the board for many different sectors in the industry, editorial and the commercial industry too.
So the next few years are going to be very, very interesting, I guess. Likening it myself to, not a time I can remember, but when farriers were worried about all the wheels suddenly appearing on the road and less horses needing less shoes. We really are going to have a shake-up, and photographers, I think, are going to have to think about how else they can use their skills.
Yeah, it's a good analogy. A couple of years ago, we set up the Magnum in Motion, which is through our New York office, which is a multimedia platform, so that photographers can present their work and contextualize it with sound and music and moving and still images. And you know, it was a couple of years ago. It was quite pioneering, and it's probably slowed down a little bit now. And there are other types of multimedia platforms that are coming up from other agencies and other individual photographers that are maybe, you know, setting a precedent for how that should be done. But Magnum in Motion is still a very important part of what we do.
I love Magnum in Motion. I download it all the time. It is one of the best photo podcasts by far out there. And it's also rejuvenating some almost lost archives and stories and bringing them back to our handheld devices. And I see now with bigger screens on our iPads and devices like that, we're going to be enjoying photographs in much higher resolution and much better sound, of course. So I think that's great. And I think Magnum should take responsibility to drive forward. I guess a lot of the farriers turned into blacksmiths and ended up making these wheel rims. So there's no reason why photographers can't say, OK, I've got so many skills here. It's not just about the final print. Let's diversify. I hope so.
Yeah. I think lots of people are very nervously looking at web and at online platforms to see where they sort of fit in that context. But I think that certainly people are going to have to start to embrace that sort of secondary platform for showing their work.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. It's lovely to get a little bit of an insight to the inside workings of Magnum. Can I pop down to London sometime?
Of course. Yeah, anytime.
Excellent. I will have a portfolio under my arm, possibly in iPad form, and I'll let you keep it. Would that help me at all?
That would definitely help you.
Brilliant. Well, give me a website to go to.
www.magnumphotos.com.
Thank you.